Lily spun. Hardy was banging on the window of the patrol car and yelling wordlessly. A white shape materialized between Lily and the agitated Hardy. Drummond pointed off to the right.
Stop it! Stop him!
Lily spun back and saw Officer Crown. He stood about 20 feet away, grinning like a kid in a candy shop as he snatched his weapon from the holster and lifted it in the approved two-handed grip.
Stop!
Lily grabbed for her Glock, her gaze flicking in the direction Crown's weapon pointed, where Nettie was headed toward Lily and Rule stood next to his car, talking to the reporter. Scott leaped in front of Rule, his jacket flipping up and one hand reaching inside it for his weapon. Crown pulled the trigger. Nettie went down. Officer Crown pivoted, gun still out, aiming.
Crown, stop!
Lily exhaled, squeezed. Rule skidded and dropped to his knees beside Nettie's still, crumpled body. The iron sweet scent of blood flooded him. He couldn't smell anything else, just Nettie's blood. He ignored the chaos. His men formed up around him and Nettie, weapons out.
Andy, get a blanket. Joe, lie down and warm her.
Couldn't let her slip into shock. Humans went into shock easily. So much blood. Blood on her head, blood on her chest. The head wound bled like crazy, but it looked like a graze. God, he hoped so. The chest wound? That was bad. At least it wasn't spurting. No artery involved. He tore off his jacket and shirt, ripped the shirt in half, and made two pads. One for her head, one for her chest. His hands were steady, as if they knew what they were doing. His wolf howled in his head, in his gut. Out, kill, guard, protect. As Joe curled up on Nettie's other side, lending her his body's heat, Rule pressed one pad to the side of Nettie's head. The other was for her bloody, ruined chest. Her heart beat. He felt it faintly beneath the pad. He couldn't hear it, not with all those noisy humans around. Out, out! The bullet entered beneath the left breast, below the heart. It looked like it smashed into a rib and her lung.
Damn it! Nettie, you're the doctor. What do I do? I don't know what to do!
Shit, shit, shit!
Lily ran to check on the man she shot. The man who shot Nettie. He couldn't see her. Scott and Andy were in the way, guarding him, blocking his view.
Rule! Is Nettie!
Unconscious. Your target?
The same! Stay back! Don't touch him!
You get back! You shot Daryl! You'll step away now!
God damn it! I don't have time for this! Put up your weapon, officer!
Scott, go!
Scott knew what Rule meant and leaped up. Someone wasn't obeying Lily. They would now. It was hard for Rule to think. Caught between the man, the wolf. Hard to pull up words, and that wasn't right. The wolf wasn't as verbal as the man, but they both knew words. He fought to press the wolf back, to pull up the man. Rule found two words.
Mike, report.
One cop had his gun pointed at Lily, and Scott took it away from him.
Rule slid toward Wolf, but not all the way.
Scott is handing the gun to another man, a guy who just got there. Short, glasses, red hair. He looks like a cop, but he's not in uniform.
You're under arrest for assaulting—
Shut up, Marlowe, now. I'll keep your weapon for now, too, idiot. Agent Yu, you want to tell me what the hell just happened?
Officer Crown is contaminated.
He's wounded, for Christ's sakes!
Yes, in the shoulder. It shouldn't kill him while we figure out—
It shouldn't knock him out either, but he's unconscious. What the hell happened?
Andy came racing up. He had the blanket Rule kept in the trunk of the car, and that association pulled Rule a bit closer to the man. Enough that he remembered what the blanket was for. Enough that he remembered why it was dangerous to linger in the hinge between man and wolf, because you couldn't bloody think. When you were neither one nor the other, neither way of thinking worked right.
What happened? I saw this officer draw his weapon and aim where there was no visible threat. I drew my weapon and shouted for him to stop. Officer Crown then shot Dr. Two Horses. He pivoted to aim at this end of the parking lot, not at me. Maybe at you, Rule. Maybe Koronsky. Maybe someone near you. I don't know. I shot him. He's contaminated. It's the same magic I felt on the body, and it's probably why he shot Nettie. And it can transfer to anyone but me who touches him.